But right now, going back to the hotline, the voice of Oklahoma, Toby Rowland, joining us. Toby, thank you for taking time out on this Saturday. And here we are. We begin bowl season today. If you count the Celebration Bowl, 6 bowl games on tap today, the 6 of the first 41 games.
It's a fun time of year. I'm excited to watch football today, and we are now just 2 weeks away from the Orange Bowl. So, fun time of year, and we got some great showdowns on the horizon. It's great to be with you today, John.
I have to ask you, Toby, as far as when you're calling these games, is it one of these things you just anticipate there's going to be a lot of scoring, a lot of offense, and so just buckle the chin straps and just get ready to go? Because I don't see a lot of 10-7s or anything like that outcomes when Oklahoma takes the field.
Yeah, we really don't know it any other way. It's not like it's you go into a broadcast saying, buckle up, we're going to have a lot of scoring today. I think if we ever did have a 10-7 or a 17-14 game, it would be a shock to the system. So for a while around here, certainly in the Lincoln Riley era, and honestly even before that to some extent, Oklahoma's put up a lot of points, been a lot of offense. So it's fun. It's fun for guys in our profession. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of opportunities to call big plays and big moments. And certainly this team has been fun to watch. There's no doubt. That's an understatement for sure. With Kyler Murray and Hollywood Brown and Trey Sermon and C.D. Lamb and on and on and on, they have been a highlight of minutes, seemingly. And now we get to see if they can do it or not against Big Bad Bama.
I was talking about this earlier, too, the fact that when we get to bowl season, you have a chance, an opportunity to see some matchups like Oklahoma-Alabama, two programs with very rich traditions, but you also see the matchups where first-time meetings, like even here in the Music City Bowl, in the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, first-time Auburn and Purdue has faced off. Other games in the SEC, the same situation, Texas A&M versus North Carolina State, along with Iowa and Mississippi State, they've never faced off against each other, and the same thing can be said about LSU taking on Central Florida. I guess the part that really took me by surprise is the fact that this will be only the 6th time that Alabama has taken the field against Oklahoma.
No, you're right. That's fun. That's fun of the bowl season. You see the same teams every year in league play. Certainly the non-conference provides some interesting matchups that you can anticipate for years in advance because those schedules are out so far in advance. But you never know who your bowl opponent's going to be until about a month or less before you play him. And it gives us some intriguing matchups from time to time. Certainly these are two of the most prestigious programs in college football history. They've had some memorable matchups, even though they've been rare. They've had some meaningful and memorable matchups through the years. Met just a few years back, of course, in the Sugar Bowl, on a night that Sooner fans remember fondly. But we'll see what happens. There's a lot on the line in this one, and some pretty talented football players, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Toby Rowland, the voice of Oklahoma, joining us again. A couple things stick out to me. First of all, I said even going into the announcement for the Heisman Trophy winner that, you know, and you look at Alabama, Nick Saban, and that staff, you know, I don't think there's a coaching staff out there that does a better job of taking whatever the positives are out there or whatever the negatives and using it to their advantage from a motivational standpoint. And you saw that too with the announcement of Kyler Murray being named as the Heisman Trophy winner, because immediately you saw defensive players just sending out really simple, you know, the December 29th, 2018. I think with Kyler Murray winning the Heisman Trophy, I think it created yet just another mountain there that Oklahoma is going to have to overcome if we're talking about Oklahoma playing for the national championship this year.
Yeah, we'll take it. That's fine. The Heisman Trophy is worth it. If they needed a little extra motivation, that's hogwash. That the assumption there is that they weren't going to be completely motivated and completely focused before, but now they are. And come on, this is Nick Saban in Alabama. That wasn't going to be the case. Oklahoma is going to get Alabama's best shot. They're going to be motivated on defense to try to stop the Heisman Trophy winner, to try to slow down Oklahoma's offense to try to win another national championship. So, we'll see if they can get it done or not. I think they're extremely, obviously, it goes without saying, Alabama's extremely talented on both sides of the ball. They're loaded with NFL caliber talent everywhere. So it's a tall test for Oklahoma, regardless of who won the Heisman Trophy in New York City.
It's really rare when you look at, like in this case, the Oklahoma squad. If you've got a passing offense ranked in the top 10, usually that means that your rushing offense is not really close to what you're doing with the passing game. You know, here's Oklahoma entering this ball game ranked 8th nationally as far as passing offense. Yet on the other side of that, a balanced attack with a sense that they're ranked 11th nationally as far as what they are able to do producing yards on the ground, averaging almost 254 yards on the ground. So that to me means that Oklahoma will have some success as far as offense. How much will be determined. But certainly the big part is, can Oklahoma slow down what Alabama brings to the table in offense? You know, it's there. You know, when you think about it, what, 130 teams playing FBS at one point or another, here's Oklahoma ranked 108th nationally in total defense.
Yeah, it's been a struggle for Oklahoma on the defensive side of the ball all year long. This has not been a good year. And I think when you break down the matchup between these two teams, that's the easy thing to focus on, and accurate, is whether or not Oklahoma's defense can have success against Tua or Jalen Hurts and the best Alabama offense we've seen in a long time. I don't know. I worry about that myself. I worry about Alabama being able to just line up and run the ball at Oklahoma and the Sooners can't do anything about it. The one redeeming characteristic that you have to give this defense credit for is that they have made big plays in big moments all year long, even in games in which they've given up a lot of points or a lot of yards. They've come up with the key turnover in the fourth quarter to win the game. They had the safety against Texas in the Big 12 championship, a couple of scoop and scores, sack fumbles that they caused against West Virginia in Morgantown. They had interceptions that helped them win the game late against Army and against Iowa State, and a big fumble in the fourth quarter that they created against Oklahoma State. So while they have been good, and that nobody's hiding that fact, they've statistically been one of the worst defenses in OU history. They've had a knack for making big plays in big moments. And I think if you're a Sooner fan, that's what you hope that this game comes down to, that you can stretch it out, that you can keep this a game into the fourth quarter, that it's a one possession game and your defense can make a play once again to help you win it. I don't think they carry a lot of confidence necessarily by nature, but for some reason they find it in the fourth quarter of games. They believe they're going to make a big play to win. So we'll see if they can do it against the best team in the country in Alabama.
One of the parts, too, that if you think that Oklahoma has an opportunity to beat Alabama, one of the things that I think really is a nice feather in the cap for Oklahoma, not that Alabama doesn't have a nice return game, but I think Oklahoma certainly has an edge when you look at special teams play overall, especially with what they're able to do with their kicking game. I think Oklahoma has an edge there, and it could be one of the reasons why we've got a close game in the fourth quarter.
Well, we'll see. I think that if Oklahoma's going to, you know, win this game, they're going to have to find a way to create some opportunities in unique ways, and special teams provides that, whether it's a punt return or kickoff return. They've got a couple of guys there in CeeDee Lamb and Trey Brown that have been good in both of those this year. They've broken some big plays. They've got one of the best kickers in the country in Austin Seibert. He's a senior. He's the all-time leading scorer in Big 12 history. And also does their kickoffs and punting. Pretty unique in that regard that he does everything in the kicking game for them. But, you know, Alabama's going to be tough enough to stop just offensively. You cannot give them any bonus points in special teams. You cannot give them a short field by turning it over on your end of the field. You got to make them go 80 and or more every time they get it, and they're capable of doing that and probably will, but you can't make it easier on them. And so that means Oklahoma's got to win the special teams battle for sure.
Toby Rowland, the voice of Oklahoma, joining us. I have to ask you, what was that like earlier this season? Here's Army, who, by the way, have you know had an outstanding year this year with their 10-2 record. But you had Army basically being able to control the football, keeping away from Oklahoma, all tied up going into overtime, 21 apiece. What was that call like for you that night?
One of the strangest games I've ever called because it was a night of really a night of celebration. And Army has not come to Oklahoma in a long, long, long decades. And anytime a service academy comes to your place, you know, what a thrill it is. It was a night of patriotism and celebration all night long. And then the football game played out, and certainly it was surprising that it was as close as it was that Army was able to go on these long drives, time-consuming drives. There were hardly any possessions in the game. OU had the ball 7 times in regulation. I believe that's the number, if I remember correctly. So it was an odd game. And then when they found a way to win it in the end, that was a relief, a joy. And at the same time, you found yourself kind of proud of the other guys, you know? I mean, this isn't a normal opponent. This is these are our guys. The Army's on our team, too. So it was a weird set of emotions that you felt that night. You were glad Oklahoma won the game and relieved because it did go to overtime. And at the same time, everybody stuck around and gave Army a standing ovation after the game. And people kind of mingled on the field and lingered for a long time to celebrate what they had accomplished, because you realized for them to come to Oklahoma and play that well and represent like they did was really something that not only they should be proud of, but all of us should be proud of. So it's one of the strangest games I've ever been a part of or called. There was zero animosity in the game at all. And you know, I don't necessarily envy the Oklahoma football team when they have to go to Army here in a couple of years and play. But I am tremendously eager as a fan and as a broadcaster to go visit West Point and see the tradition and everything they're about firsthand.
I hear that is certainly, and it's on my bucket list to see a home game played at Auburn. At Army. So that's going to be a special afternoon. And the other part about it too, when you think about some of the pitchers that have come out after games throughout the entire football season, to me, none more iconic than watching some of the Oklahoma players embrace the Army players after that hard-fought game.
Yeah, it was special. I mean, you try to describe it was a hard-fought game. You're right. It was an overtime game. It's one in which Oklahoma's season could have gone down the drain if they hadn't found out a way to win it. And yet when it was over, it was a brotherhood. And the Oklahoma guys were hugging the Army guys, and the fans were applauding them. And it was really strange and awesome all at the same time to be a part of.
Toby, before we let you go, you know, we look back to last year, Oklahoma part of the playoff, losing a heartbreaking overtime game to Georgia, 54-48 in the Rose Bowl in the semifinal. Oklahoma entering this game against Alabama from a bowl streak. This will be the 52nd appearance for Oklahoma as far as bowl games. They're 29-21-1. From a confidence standpoint for the players that were on the field last year and the players that are on the field this year for Oklahoma, how would you compare the 2 years going, as you know, as far as going into this matchup?
Yeah, I would say similar. You know, you've even got, you know, SEC on the other side. You've got a Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback, a high-powered offense. I would say the defense a year ago was considered slightly better than this one, and I would say the offense this year is considered slightly better than that one. But similar, you've got Alabama on the other side, which always brings sort of an extra sense of prestige to the table. But Georgia does as well. You know, it's not much difference there. So I would say it's pretty similar. Oklahoma's never lacking in confidence. You know, you look at the national championship banners in the Heisman trophies and everything that they've won, they consider themselves among the elite of the elite to ever line up in this game. And it really doesn't matter who's in that other locker room. They're going to take the field with tremendous confidence. Trust me, there will be you may get beat in this game, but there will be no awe or backing down of Alabama. That's just not the way Oklahoma carries itself. This is a program that prides itself with its, you know, in its accomplishments and carries itself with tremendous swagger. So I think we're in for a fun night because Alabama can say the exact same things. And it's two of the big boys in a big, big football game, and I can't wait to call it.
Toby, I want to thank you again for taking time out today. Certainly best of luck, and I'm sure you'll have an incredible call. I mean, if you can't get up and have a great call in a game like this, then maybe you're in the wrong profession. But Merry Christmas to you and your family, and certainly looking forward to catching up with you down the road.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well, and enjoy the bowl season.